from Heyu Ogawa Jackstore Production and the Association of Independent Radio.
This is Radio Bingo. Are we on?
I think we're on. Oh, okay.
This is the last time we'll be doing this podcast as cohorts. So we wanted to just play some best ofs and some as yet unheard content.
Kind of like outtakes, but maybe like beginning takes. Intakes.
So what is it, your ideal vacation?
Vocation?
Vacation.
My ideal vacation is going to Hawaii.
You included that in the best of Radiolingual?
Yeah, the best of are the outtakes. I think it's particularly awesome because the fact that I recognized that she didn't say it correctly and she corrected herself, I think, is pretty neat to see, to hear what happened on the street.
So she has gotten a lot better.
Yeah, I think she's gotten a lot better.
Yeah, Ai is the only student who stayed with us the whole time, so she better have gotten better.
My name is Ai. I'm from Japan. And I've been here for 5 months. And compared to you guys, my English is not good, so no. Please be nice to me.
That sounded more like she was nervous rather than she wasn't a good English speaker to begin with.
Yeah, I think that's true too, especially because, like, did you notice that she messed up and realized that she had the grammatical structure wrong? And
please nice to me. She said, please be nice to me.
Yeah. And I think as she became more comfortable and started talking a lot more, she's gotten a lot better.
That sounds the same, but taco means octopus. And also, we call taco for sky. How do you say? Sky toys? How do you say? Kite. Yeah.
Masa almost was with us the whole time, but his class schedule changed. So why did you pick that clip as a best of?
Just because I think it sort of started us on a pathway to thinking or talking about language in a creative way.
Micho, 今何時?
9時 50. Oh, I guess it's 10時.
ありがとう. Thank you.
What just happened to us?
We gave Masa a microphone.
Okay, I guess that's fair.
He went to his host family and he just interacted as normally with them. And it looks like he helps one of his host brothers learn Japanese in somewhat of a disciplinary way.
Not one person, several person, but this person.
This is Salvador. Well, he's a janitor at the University of Washington.
Why you tired to be in this place? You know, it's so interesting.
And he often talks to the students that he's cleaning or the people in the office.
And I say, how many years more you got to finish? He say, well, this is my last year. And you're trying to give up? Why you trying to give up? Well, I'm tired of this, 11 right here, and I got that many friends, and I eat the right food, and I have fun, like the rest of the people, the normal people. I said, wait a minute, you are normal people. If you're not normal, what are you doing?
I think the idea of a janitor who acts as like a guidance counselor for his students is really cool.
Before I came to
this
Seattle.
Is Emine, and she came from Turkey, where she was a dentist and super qualified. And she came to Seattle and had to join an ESL class.
After a couple of weeks, we went to Seattle Central Community College and they gave me an exam.
It's not like she doesn't have employable skills. It's just that all of her skills were learned in Turkish.
My neighbors. I couldn't communicate with people and I couldn't go to cafe shops or restaurants. In addition, I wasn't able to watch TV, read newspaper or books, and go to a doctor. It was like an accident. I became disabled.
I also feel frustrations about my English skills when I make easy mistakes or repeat the same mistakes over and over again.
Chayo is also from the Speakers Bureau.
It's like I am running in water. I can see my dream ahead of me, and I want to run and catch it. But I find I am always moving in slow motion.
Yeah, I think it's incredible to think about how, especially when you are pretty smart in one language, knowing what you want but not being able to express it really is like running in slow motion through water.
So if you want to stay involved, keep coming to this website and email radiolingual@jackstraw.org.
Yeah, radiolingual is kind of an evolutionary process right now, and you've just heard stage one, and it'll become something new. Give us your thoughts.
This is Hamad.
And Emily Eagle.
Signing out.
Out.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.